everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and with us today is an outstanding student athlete from Mamaroneck High School, captain of the field hockey team. She also plays lacrosse and ice hockey, Samantha Maresca. Good morning, Samantha. So glad you're with us this morning.
Good morning.
Samantha, the Con Edison Award is in its 70th year. There have been some great athletes that have won it over the years, many from Mamaroneck High School. A young man named Liam O'Reilly won it last year for his prowess on the soccer field. What does winning the award mean to you?
It means a lot. Winning this award is more than just a sports award, like awards I've won in the past had to do with my stats. I think this award shows more of your character, and so it means a lot to be given it.
Now, Samantha, how long have you been playing field hockey?
I've been playing field hockey since I was in fifth grade.
And who or what got you started in the sport?
My mom played field hockey in high school, so she wanted me to try it out, and I ended up loving it.
Now, Samantha, have you always played the position of goalie?
I started out my first tryout at FC United as a field player, and I scored 4 goals in that tryout. But the team needed a goalie, and I was one of the few girls that wasn't scared of the ball, so I volunteered, and once I got in goal, they wouldn't let me out. So,
and the rest is history, as they say. And yeah, that's a very hard ball. If our listeners have never touched a field hockey ball, that's pretty hard. That can hurt you, I'm sure. And you know, it's great to see a goalie or a defensive player recognized, because usually with the Con Ed Award, it's someone who scored a lot of goals or scored a lot of points in a basketball game. So I am very happy that you are being recognized as a very strong and outstanding defensive player in the goal. Now, what a week Samantha and her team have had. They defeated number 9 Scarsdale 4-0. That was Samantha's 46th career shutout. Got her into the New York State Public High School Athletic Association record book. Defeated Bronxville for her 47th. A 3-0 win over number 5 Rye, her 48th. And then the big one earlier this week, a 3-1 victory over Lakeland. They had won 211 games in a row, a 12-year Section 1 unbeaten streak. Samantha, what was that like when the final whistle went off and you had finally defeated Lakeland?
It was amazing. Lakeland is our biggest game almost every single year, not including sectionals and regionals and states, obviously. But beating them was just a testament to how well we could have done this season if this pandemic hadn't happened. And I think we just played so well. And even if the ball hadn't bounced our way and we had lost that game, we would have been so proud of ourselves just for the way we played and the feeling it gave us to play together.
And unfortunately, because of the pandemic and the different postseason scenarios, I guess you will not see them again. Maybe that's good. I'm sure people that love field hockey would have loved to see another Mamaroneck Lakeland matchup. Now, I'm not a field hockey aficionado by any means, but these numbers are just unbelievable. Samantha has a save ratio of 91.66, and she has allowed 0.2000 goals per game. And I don't think you have to know a lot about field hockey to know that those are elite numbers, outstanding. Congratulations, Samantha, on your outstanding work as a goalie. Now, we know this has been an unusual season. We weren't sure if we were going to have a season, practice with different protocols. Now, you are the captain of the team. Your team is 10-0. So obviously, you and your teammates have gone above and beyond some of the hardships that you were faced. What exactly has enabled you and your teammates to have such an outstanding season, despite some of the hardships that all student athletes are facing this fall?
Well, a big part of our team is team bonding and spending time together. So we were concerned at the beginning. We wanted to make sure we figured out ways to be able to stay bonded as a team, because we, in our opinion, like staying bonded off the field just makes us have chemistry on the field. So we've been able to have socially distanced lunches when we bring a little lunchbox and sit around the backyard. And we even set up a projector in someone's backyard and sat socially distanced and watched a movie together. And we've had Zoom calls for dinner and dessert, just little things like that to keep us together as much as possible, within the circumstances.
Well, that's awesome. And I'm sure you, as captain of the team, were, you know, organized a lot of that stuff. So congratulations on that. Now, Samantha's honors and her resume here are just unbelievable. She was nominated to the National Field Hockey Coaches Association All-American High School Team. Last year, she was selected to play in the Field Hockey Junior Olympics. It was held down at Wake Forest University. And Samantha, tell us about that. That must have been a great thrill to take part in that game.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. The competition level was through the roof, and the pace of the game just increased so much. And it was amazing getting to play with athletes from all around the country, just in a couple games that were very competitive and high paced.
I'm sure that was fantastic. Now, as a freshman, Samantha had 16 shutouts. She earned all-league and all-section honors. In her sophomore and junior year, she was all-league, all-section, all-elite, and all-state. And that's a shoo-in for her senior year when those awards are announced later this year. She has led the Mamaroneck Tigers to 3 league titles, 2 Section 1 championships, a regional championship, and a trip to the Final Four. She's been named a scholar athlete in 2017, 18, and 19. Samantha, just fantastic. Congratulations on all of those great honors.
Thank now, you, so much.
You're very welcome. Now, you also play a little ice hockey as well. Tell us about that.
I play on the travel team, and I also play on the Mamaroneck varsity team.
And but not in the goal, is that correct? You're a forward. Is that where you play in hockey?
Yeah, I'm a forward.
And what was that like being the only girl on an all boys hockey team? I'm sure the fact that you could play, I'm sure the guys accepted you pretty well. Is that correct?
Yeah, for sure.
And you also play some lacrosse, I understand.
Yeah.
Now, let's mention your coach here, Coach John Savage. He's been at it a long time. He's got a great program, one of the elite programs in Section 1. A little shout out to Coach Savage, Samantha.
Yes, for sure. Sav and Miller, they bring us all together. They know exactly what to say when we lose, when we win. It's what we just, they make us be the best that we could be on and off the field.
Now, we are speaking with Samantha Maresca. She's our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, captain of the field hockey team at Mamaroneck High School. She also plays ice hockey and lacrosse. Samantha, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have an unweighted average of 93. You've taken AP U.S. Government and Politics, AP English Language last year. This year, taking calculus, anatomy, psychology, literature. You're also doing some sculpture work and advanced clay. Do you have a favorite class so far this year?
Yeah, my favorite class will always be clay. It just calms me and is a place where I can go, and I just know that everything will be out of my mind. I'll just get to work on my clay. And this year, anatomy has definitely been one of the classes that I love, because I want to go on to be a physical therapist. So it's been very interesting.
Now, Samantha has earned a Division I scholarship to Sacred Heart University, where she'll play field hockey. Now, Samantha, I'm sure there were a lot of great schools knocking on your door, as it were. What made you choose Sacred Heart?
There's a lot of factors that came into play. At first, I met the Sacred Heart coach at my club, FC United, and I just loved his coaching style from the beginning. The first drill he set up, I was like, oh, wow, I love this drill. And I just knew that he was going to be a good coach. And when I went to visit, I fell in love with the campus. Every time I went to a new school, I was just comparing it to Sacred Heart. And I did an overnight with the team. And as soon as I got there and started talking with the girls, I knew that it was the right fit for me.
Now, you'll be playing Division I field hockey. Hopefully next year we'll get back to some semblance of normalcy. What do you think will be the biggest adjustments from high school field hockey? And you're playing at the top of the line, no question about that, but it's going to be different in Division I. What's going to be the biggest adjustment?
I think the pace of the game will be the biggest adjustment. I think it'll be a good balance between the competitiveness and intensity and will to win from high school, along with the pace of the game. I think it'll be even bigger pace of the game than the Junior Olympics was. And I think all that together will just be an amazing experience that I'm so excited for.
And I'm sure you're going to do very, very well. Samantha has some amazing activities that she takes part in outside of school and off of the field hockey field. You're the president of Backyard Sports. Tell us a little bit about that, Samantha.
Backyard Sports is a volunteer. I volunteer there, and we help young special needs kids play sports. We just give them a place to go every Sunday at Purchase College, and we give them a familiar face to have a friend and just be able to play the sports they love.
And how about the One Love team? What's that all about?
We raise money for different associations and just try and help people as much as possible.
And you helped organize the Pink Game, I believe, for breast cancer research. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a Pink Game every year. This year is a little tougher with the circumstances we're under, but we usually have a bake sale and sell little things like pens just to raise money to donate to breast cancer research.
And if you didn't have enough on your plate already, I understand you spent some time coaching field hockey and lacrosse with the elementary and middle school youngsters. How is that going?
Yeah, I love coaching the young kids. Just even if they don't really want to listen to the tactical things you have to say, just cheering them on and allowing them to start loving the game like we all do, it just gives you a great feeling.
And I'm sure those young kids really look up to you and they understand who's coaching them there. Let's give your family a shout out. Your mom, Tina, your dad, Frank, are they your biggest fans?
Yeah, they're definitely my biggest fans, along with my grandma. They're always at my games cheering me on.
And so they're pretty much into it. Do they sit together at the games?
No, my mom and dad can never sit together. My mom loves to cheer and yell, and my dad likes to stay quiet and just pay attention.
And your mom played field hockey, correct? So she knows what she's looking at out there, right?
Yeah.
Now tell us about your sister, Daniela.
Daniela is also a goalie in field hockey. She was on the Mamaroneck JV team this year. She definitely looks up to me because she's a goalie, and I'm really excited to see what she's going to do once I graduate.
And she's a freshman at Mamaroneck High School and also plays basketball and lacrosse. And your younger sister, Allie.
Yeah, she also plays field hockey. She's a field player. She's going to be a defender, I think, for the Mamaroneck JV next year. And I'm also very excited to see what she'll bring to the team once I graduate as well.
Well, that's quite an athletic family, and we certainly wish you all the best going forward. Let me ask you this real quickly, Samantha. Your time management, all of these activities, your high grades, your field hockey, how do you get everything into a 24-hour day?
Well, definitely some late nights, but playing field hockey and having a lot of things to do, it makes me more motivated to do everything. When I'm not in season, like in the couple weeks in between seasons, sometimes I'm less productive. Honestly, I like having a lot of things on my plate. It makes me more motivated to just get everything done.
Well, I've heard that from a lot of student athletes. The busier you are, the more productive you are, and that sounds great. We're running out of time, Samantha. I'd like you to give one final shout-out or two to anybody that we haven't mentioned so far in our interview.
I definitely want to shout-out to Ms. Suman and Mr. Barnard for basically letting the season happen and just setting everything up for us. And I definitely want to shout out to Savin Miller because they also make the season happen. They make it as enjoyable as possible. And I'd like to shout out to my club coaches because they also have a great big part in getting me where I am.
We have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Samantha Maresca, captain of the Mamaroneck High School field hockey team. She also plays hockey and lacrosse for the Tigers. Samantha, it was great talking to you this morning. Congratulations on all of your wonderful accomplishments in athletics, in the classroom, and in your community. All the best at Sacred Heart and everything great for you going forward.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leith. Join us again next week when we speak with another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.